今天我们有一个特别讲员，是我们的洛基山的。洛基山的这个我们的 superintendent， 我们 Dr. Phil 在我们中间，然后今天他会跟我们分享一些新闻。我想请大家可以翻开我们的圣经，是在哥林多后书第四章。今天我们的读经的经文是在七到十二节。是在我们的哥林多后书第四章七到十二节。如果你翻到的时候，请你看看你附近左右，看看他们有没有翻到那节经文。是在哥林多后书第四章是七到十二节。翻到以后我们一起来念哥林多第四章第七节，这么说：我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里面，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌却不被捆住，心里作难却不致失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。愿神，我们就念在这边。哦，这样看来，死在我们的身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。我们就念到这里，愿神祝福他这句话。我现在把时间交给 Dr. Phil。
Start? Yes. Okay.Well, good morning. It's a privilege to be invited and to be with you this morning.
早安，今天是我的荣幸可以在你们中间。
I only wish that I could speak your lovely language.
我真的很希望可以用你们的语言跟你们讲。
One of the difficulties of Caucasian Americans is we only learn one language.
其中我们中间一个困难就是我们白人只学一种语言。
And we don't even do that one very well.
我们甚至那个都学得不太好。
So I wish that I could speak your language, but I don't.
我真的很希望可以用你的语言讲，可是我不行。
As we look at this passage this morning, I have a question for you.
当我们在看这节经文的时候，我今天早上有个对你有个问题。
Have you ever looked at somebody and thought, there's just something wrong with them?
你是不是有时候看个某个人说，啊，这个好像不太对劲？
They're just off.
这个好像就是有一点，好像有点出错。
They're just not right.
他们好像就不再正常。
Maybe somebody sitting across the room from you right now, you're thinking about.
可能那个人就坐在你的对面。
And you realize they're looking at you and thinking the same thing.
可是你要记得，那个人也是望着你，也是同样的想法。
How many of you are on Facebook? How many of you have a Facebook account?
有多少人有 Facebook 的账号？
Okay, the younger ones, not the older ones.、Huh?
我想大家比较年轻人都有。
Well, I'm older and I have a Facebook account.
可是我虽然比较老，可是我也有那个 Facebook 的账号。
But I don't post on Facebook very often.
可是呢，我不会常常在上面上网。
And the reason is I have discovered something about Facebook.
因为我最近发现，在 Facebook 有一个倾向。
When you post on Facebook.You can become an international author immediately, and also prove immediately how foolish you are.
因为你常常在上面写一些你自己的发言的时候，你会马上就变成一个国际的这个作者。可是呢，同时呢，你也可能会让人家觉得你是个愚拙的人。
But every once in a while, somebody will post something, and I just can't help but respond.
可是有时候有某些人他会放一些布告。我真的没有办法忍，就是拒绝不去回答他。
I have a friend who posted something some time ago, and as she posted it, I had to respond.
那我记得我有个朋友，他在前面一段时间，他 写了一句话，我必须要回应。
This is what she wrote.
这是她写的。
She said, "Your beliefs don't make you a better person. Your behavior does."
她说你的信仰并不能让你成为一个好人，你的行为可以。
And my fingers started typing.
那我的手指头就开始动了。
And my brain said, "Stop."
可是我的脑就说你应该停下来。
But my fingers couldn't help themselves.
可是我的手指头必须还在动。
My response was, "Your values determine your behavior."
那我的回应就是说，你的价值影响你的，决定你的行为。
She quickly wrote back, "I've known some pretty bad Christians who claim beliefs and act horribly."
那她很快就回应，就说我知道有些很不好的基督徒，他们高举他们的信仰，可是他们行为却不好。
I didn't even know it was a theological discussion up to that point.
我在那时候，我直到那个时候，我根本不晓得这是一个神学上面的一个争论。
But she knows that I'm a Christian, and she was thinking that I was criticizing her.
她知道我是个基督徒，她可能那时候认为我正在指论她。
It is true of those who aren't Christians that they have a phrase or a word that they use to describe those of us who are Christians, regardless of the culture.
实际上在不管是任何文化里面，实际上有一句话是描写基督徒的。
They say, "You Christians, you're just a bunch of hypocrites."
他说你们基督徒就是一群假冒为善的人。
So we've been accused by those who aren't believers.
因为所以我们就是被那些指责我们这些信主的人。
Are you guilty of being a hypocrite?
你是不是那个假冒为善的人呢？
I would like to ask whoever is perfect who's here this morning, please stand.
我想邀请，如果你觉得你自己很完美的话，请你站起来。
No one, huh?
没有一个人哈。
Well, that's true. The truth is, we're all broken.
是没错，我们都是破碎的。
None of us are operating according to God's perfect plan.
我们没有一个人可以做到那神的完美的计划。
Every one of us has guilt and failure.
我们每个人都有罪恶感，都有我们失败的地方。
As I said, in every culture, Christians are accused of being hypocrites.
就像我刚才讲，在跨文化，在任何文化之下，基督徒常常是被指控为假冒为善。
It was no different in the first century AD than it is in the 21st century.
不管是在第一世纪或者在20世纪，我们都是一样。
In fact, that was an accusation made of the Apostle Paul, who wrote 1 Corinthians.
事实上，在使徒保罗在第一世纪的时候，他就这么指责。
There was a group in Corinth that were known as the super apostles.
因为在哥林多的那个时候，有一群他们是认为他们是一个大使徒。
And they were accusing Paul of being a hypocrite.
他们在指责保罗是那假冒为善的。
How do you respond when somebody calls you a hypocrite?
你如果有人指责你是假冒为善，你是怎么回应呢？
Here is how Paul responded.
那保罗是这么回答。
He said, "You're right. I'm a hypocrite."
保罗说，没错，我就是那假冒为善的。
We're going to look at that from this passage this morning.
我们今天要早上要从这一段经文来看这个事情。
I have some good news for you, and I have some bad news for you this morning.
我今天早上呢，有一些好消息给你，我有一些坏消息给你。
Which do you want first?
你要听哪一个？
You're mixed in your opinion here.
有人在这边，有人说好，有人说坏。
I'm going to go with the bad news first.
我要先讲坏的。
This is not working. Is it working? Oh, look at all that. Well, okay, you just saw the whole message. We're done. Let's pray.
Okay, 你全部都看了，我们可以祷告了。
The bad news is your imperfection is not going to go away in this life.
今天的坏消息就是我们的不完美是永远不会离去的。
Experientially, Our experience is all of us are imperfect.
从我们生活的经验里面，我们知道我们都是不完美的。
2 Corinthians 4:7, Paul says, we have this treasure in jars of clay.
在哥林多后书第四章第七节，保罗这么说，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
And as I read that, I think, why would anybody put something valuable in a clay jar?
那我在念这段经文的时候，我就常疑问说，为什么有人会把这个宝贝放在瓦器里呢？
If you have valuables at home, do you put them in a clay jar or do you put them in a safe?
如果你家里有宝贵的东西，你是放在瓦器里面还是放在保险箱里？
What is the treasure to which Paul is referring?
那保罗在这边讲的宝贝是什么呢？
Well, if you look earlier in this passage, he's referring to the gospel, the good news, the answer to life.
如果你往前面看前面的经文的话，你就知道保罗在讲到这个福音。
And so I've had this question ever since I became a believer.
自从我成为基督徒以后，我一直在这个上面有一些问题。
When I become a Christian, Lord, why don't you make me perfect?
我要问神，你既然使我成为你的儿女，为什么不让我成为完美呢？
Why would you put your gospel in a clay jar?
为什么你要把你那个美好的福音放在一个瓦器里呢？
Well, Paul answers that in the very next sentence.
那保罗在后面就跟我们讲了。
He says, it is to show this surpassing power is from God and not from us.
是要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
And that goes against my very human nature.
这个呢，是跟我们人的本性是违反的。
Our nature is we want to do it ourselves.
我们的本性通常是我们要控制，我们要做我们的方法。
If any of you have had a two-year-old, you know that phrase. I want to do it myself.
如果你有一个两岁的小孩，你就知道他说我要做我要做的。
I learned that with my first child.
我在第一个小孩的时候，我就已经学到这个功课。
Tiffany was always saying, "I do it, I do it, I do it."
我的女儿 Tiffany 她说我要做，我要做，我要做。
So we would try to dress her for school or for preschool.And she say, "I do it."
当她要去幼儿园的时候，要帮她穿衣服的时候，她就说：“我要自己穿。”
And we try to fix her hair, and she'd say, "I do it."
我要帮她整理头发，她说：“我要自己梳。”
We had some very interesting hairstyles in those days.
那时候你就可以看到很多她的发型是很独特。
And we get in the car, and she'd say, "I do it."
我们要让她上车了，她说：“我自己坐。”
And we'd say, "No, you can't drive the car."
我们说：“你不能自己开车。”
Human nature is we want to do it ourselves, but God wants us to be dependent upon Him.
当我们人的本性通常是我们自己要做，可是神要我们依靠他。
The reality is He wants us to depend upon Him for our hope and our ability and our resource.
神要我们依靠他，将我们的盼望、把我们的资源完全交在他手上。
Then Paul goes into some comparisons, which is pretty typical in Pauline writing.
然后你保罗就在他很他的一个他一个对比的方式手法。
And he's trying to describe how our imperfection is put against God's making us perfect.
他把我们的不完全跟神的完全做一个对比。
Verse 8, he says, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed."
在第八节说，我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
Every time I read that particular verse, I think of me in the middle seat on an airplane.
我在每次我看这个经文的时候，我就想到我自己在一个小飞机上面。
If you haven't noticed, I'm a very large person.
你可以想象，你坐在中间那个位置的上面，旁边有两个巨人。
And on an airplane, I'm hard pressed from every side.
你可以想象，我桌旁边两个巨人就压着我。
But that's not what he's referring to.
可是这个不是他所讲的。
He's talking about how we get accusations not only from the world, but from other Christians as well.
他所提到的不仅仅说我们是被不信主的人责备，可是通常呢，我们也从基督徒的身上也责备我们。
We get criticized from those who aren't Christians, but we get criticized from other Christians.
我们 不仅仅是从不信主的，我们连信主的，他们都指责我们。
He then goes on to say, "We're perplexed, but not in despair."
那后面又继续讲，我们心里作难，却不致失望。
Have you ever been perplexed about what God is doing?
你心里有没有有时候会怀疑或是做思考神要在你生命上面所做的呢？
Have you ever wondered, God, why are you doing this and not that?
你有没有常常问神为什么你这么做不那么做呢？
We're persecuted but not abandoned.
我们遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
And I would say in 21st century culture, if you've not been persecuted for being a Christian, you're just wearing the name, you're not living the life.
我可以这么跟你讲，在现代的时代，如果你没有遭逼迫的话，那你可能只不过是一个挂名的基督徒。
Because as a Christian, there are those who will persecute you and speak against you if they know that you stand for Christ.
如果你是一个真的基督徒，在这个世代，你必会遭逼迫。
He says we're struck down but not destroyed.
然后后面又讲到被打倒却不致死亡。
So the bad news is, yes, no matter how hard I try.My experience is I'm not perfect. I'm not exactly like Jesus.
所以再次提醒我们今天的坏消息就是我们是不完全的。我们在我们自己生命里面，我们一定会被打倒。
Well, that's the bad news. Now let me give you the good news.
这是坏消息。那我跟你分享现在好消息是什么？
Even though experientially you are imperfect.Positionally before God, you are perfect.
虽然说我们在生活里面我们是不完全，可是我们在位格上面我们是完全的。
Verse 10, he says, "We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus."
那在第十节他说，我们身上常带着耶稣的死。
And when I look at that, I think, "Well, that's an odd phrase."
当我在看这句话，我觉得这句话很奇怪。
Why would you carry around the death of Jesus?
为什么我们要常带着耶稣的死呢？
Do you remember when you were a little child?
你记不记得当你是小孩子的时候？
All of us carried around something that gave us comfort.
我们每个人好像手上都会抓一个什么东西，让你能够觉得比较安全。
I don't know what it was for you.
我不知道你是什么。
It might have been a blanket, or it might have been a stuffed animal, or it might have been a pacifier.
有可能是一个毯子，有可能是一个柔软的玩具，有可能是你的奶嘴。
There is somebody in my family, I won't say who.
就我们家里面有个人，可是我不跟你讲是哪一个。
And I'm not kidding you, he carried around a full-size vacuum cleaner.
然后他就是一天到晚带这个吸尘器跟他走。
True story.
真的。
When people would come over to the house to visit, it was awkward.
当我有客人到我们家来的时候，就觉得这么奇怪。
What's with the kid in the vacuum cleaner?
这个小孩怎么一天到晚拿一个吸尘器跑来跑去
？Don't ask.
别问了。
So what does this carry about in our body the death of Jesus?
所以在这句话里面讲说，为什么我们要常带着耶稣的死呢？
That's an awkward phrase.
这是很奇怪的一句话。
Well, the death of Jesus is the obliteration and punishment for our sin.
可是你要记得，耶稣的死就是我们罪的这个代价，我们罪的这个后果。
Death is the penalty for sin and being broken.
死就是我们罪的工价。
And we sang about this morning how he is our righteousness.
那今天早上我们在唱诗歌的时候，我们就提到神是我们的荣耀。
And that's how Paul explains it in this verse.
这也就是今天保罗在这边跟我们分享的。
We carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus.Might also be revealed in our body.
所以，当我们带着耶稣的死的时候，使耶稣的生也可以显明在我们的身上。
You see, the Christian faith is unlike any other faith on the face of the planet.
你必须要了解，我们基督徒的信仰跟其他的信仰是完全不一样。
We have forgiveness for our imperfection, and every other faith does not.
我们今天的罪已经被赦免了，那跟其他宗教是完全不一样。
Every other faith, how do you make yourself right with the supreme being, with whatever they call God?
在其他宗教，如果你有罪的话，你要怎么样跟他们的神和好呢？
You have to live a better life. You have to live a good life. You have to live righteously.
你必须要过一个成圣的生活，你必须要做一些事情，让你能够回馈你，然后弥补你的罪。
And if you live good enough, then you might have hope in the life after.
如果你做好事做得够多的话，你或许可以得到那永生。
But remember the bad news?
可是你记得那个不好的消息吗？
You're not perfect.
我们是不完全的。
When I asked who's perfect, will you stand? Nobody stood up.
我刚才问你们，如果有谁是完全的话，请你站起来。没有一个人站起来。
So our hope is unlike any other faith.
所以我们的盼望跟其他的宗教是完全不一样的。
It's said differently in Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
那在罗马书里面第八章第一节。
There is.Therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit set me free from the law of sin and death.
因为在罗马书第八节一二节里面，八章第一二节说，如今那些在耶稣基督里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命的圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪。
So the bad news is, my experience tells me that I'm broken. I'm not perfect.
虽然说我们的坏消息是我们是不完全的。
But the good news is, Scripture tells me that because of the death of Jesus, positionally before God, God sees me as perfect.
可是因为在圣经里面提到，在位格上面，神看我们，我们已经是完全的。
So there, I've shared the good news and the bad news with you.
所以今天早上我把不好的消息跟好消息都跟你分享了。
But according to what I was told, I still have half an hour left.
可是我你们跟我讲说我还有半个小时。
So I'm going to share more news with you.
所以我要再跟你分享更多的。
I'm going to share some great news.
我想跟你一个很好的消息。
The great news is that eternally, if you are in Christ, you are also perfect.
所以说，就在永生里面，如果你是在耶稣基督里的话，那你就是那完全的。
Two out of three isn't bad.
如果有两个好消息，比起一个不好消息，总是好的。
Experientially, I'm imperfect, but positionally and eternally, I will be perfect.
所以你想，虽然说我们在肉体上是不完全，可是我们在位格上，在永生上面，我们是完全的。
How does that happen?
那这个如何发生的呢？
Verse 11 explains that.
在十一节里面怎么说？
For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Christ's sake.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，是耶稣的死。
See, the reality is, even though experientially I'm imperfect, I am always looking.At how Christ has changed me through His death.
虽然说我们在生命里面，我们在生活里面是不完全，可是我们常常是借着耶稣基督里面的角度来看，我们怎么样能够成为更好。
A true child of God, a true follower of Christ, is always trying to die to that imperfection.
一个真正的耶稣，一个真正耶稣的门徒。我们在每件事情上面都想要怎么样把我们的肉体交于死地。
It's not our desire to disobey, it's our desire to please our Lord.
因为我们的欲望是想要讨耶稣基督的喜悦。
Certainly it's a struggle, but we know that eternally we will be made perfect.
当然这是一个挣扎，可是我们知道在永恒里面我们是完美的。
Paul even struggled with imperfection.
我们知道甚至保罗他都有这方面的挣扎。
He goes on to say in verse 11, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body.
所以保罗在这边讲，使耶稣的身 在我们这个必死的身上显明出来。
Are we always victorious? No.
我们是每次都胜利呢？当然不是。
But we know that because of our relationship in Christ, God sees us as perfect, and our promise is eternal perfection.
可是呢，我们可以抓紧，在神的面前，我们在位格上是完美，在永生里面也是完美的。
When you are in a disagreement with somebody, you don't say everything that you know.
当你在跟别人有争论的时候，你不会跟他分享所有的事情。
And so when the super apostles in Corinth wrote about Paul's hypocrisy, he didn't say everything that he could have.
当那些哥林多教会那些大使徒们在指责保罗的时候，他并没有跟他讲所有的事情。
But he expanded on this idea in another letter that he wrote to another church.
可是保罗在另外一个书信里面解释了。
He wrote this to the church in Philippi.
他在腓立比里面，他这么写。
Not that I have already attained this or been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of for me. 3:12
right? 他说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。
Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, I forget what is behind, and I strain toward that which is ahead.
那他说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
When he says that which is ahead, he's thinking about, I know I will eternally be made perfect.
当保罗在讲要往努力面前，他就想到这个永生的完美。
He says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
他在后面腓立比书第三章第十四节说，向着标杆直跑，要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
So I'll ask again, those who are perfect, please stand.
所以让我再问你，你如果是完全的，请你站起来。
Still no takers.
还是没有人站起来。
Are you confused?
你变得混乱了吗？
I'm not perfect, but I'm seen as perfect. Which is it?
我好像不完全，可是我又好像是完全，那到底是哪一个呢？
Okay, let me give you one more news, a news flash.
那我再给你分享一个消息。
Remember, I asked earlier, Lord, why when I become a Christian, don't I become perfect?
你记得我刚才问神一句话，神啊，当我成为你子女的时候，为什么我们不能成为完全呢？
Paul kind of summarizes that in verse 12.
保罗好像在第十二节就这么说了。
So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you.
他说：“这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。”
Paul goes on through the rest of this book, Corinthians, to explain this idea.
那保罗用后面的章节去解释这个信息。
So we're going to spend the rest of today going through the entire book of Corinthians.
所以我们今天会花一整个早上来看《哥林多后书》。
I just saw three yawns and somebody just left.
Yeah, 好像已经受不了了。
Okay, let's just jump to the conclusion. Go to chapter 12.
好吧，那我们就直接跳到第十八章，在哥林多十二章。
Chapter 12.
哥林多后书第十二章。
Paul goes on to explain this reason why we are not made perfect in our experience.
保罗在这边特别解释，为什么我们在肉体上面我们不能得到完全。
Now Paul had an extremely incredible experience with God.
你知道保罗在灵属灵上面，他跟神是有一个非常亲密的一个关系。
His conversion experience was a blindness and a healing that he got from God on the road to Damascus.
那他是在大马色路上。他亲身经历神使他 盲目，使他看见。
And he also had visions from the Lord.
他又在从神那边得到异象。
Look at chapter 12, verse 7.
那如果看第十二章第七节怎么说？
Paul says, to keep me from being conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me.
所以第七节说，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我的肉体上，就是撒旦的差役，要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
I have not had the same experiences that Paul had, visions from the Lord and healings from the Lord.
我个人没有亲身体验，就像保罗一样，从神那边的启示，从神那边的异象，从神那边的医治。
But I could understand that if that had happened, I'd be even more arrogant than I already am.
可是我想，如果我有他类似的经验的话，我可能就会自高。
Paul says, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take these away from me.
保罗就是说，为这事，我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。
And the third time, God said, well, okay.
那在第三次，神说，好吧。
Is that what he said?
神这么说吗？
No, that's not what he said.
No, 主不是这么说。
He said, listen, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness.
所以神对保罗这么说，我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
So when somebody accuses Paul of being a hypocrite, this is how he responds.
所以当保罗被人指责他是假冒伪善的时候，他就这么回答。
Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses.
所以他就是，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
Have you ever said that to somebody who said, "Oh, you're just a hypocrite"?
有人当有人指责你的时候。是假冒伪善，你有这么回答他吗？
Have you ever said, "Yep, and I'm proud of it"?
所以，没错，我就是我非常自豪。
That's what Paul says here. I boast about my weaknesses.
可是这个保罗在这么说，他说我喜欢夸自己的软弱。
Why?
为什么？
So that Christ's power may rest on me.
好叫耶稣的能力披覆我。
That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in the weakness.In insult, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulty, because when I'm weak, I'm made strong.
所以我为耶稣基督的缘故，就得以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候我就刚强了。
When somebody criticizes you for being imperfect.And calling you a hypocrite as a Christian, this might be a good response.
如果有人说你是个基督徒，你是个假冒伪善的基督徒，或许你可以用这句话来回应。
Admit what they know and what you know.
大家知道说，他们知道些什么，你也了解一些什么。
Yep, I'm imperfect just like you.
他说没错，我就像你一样，是一个不完美的人。
But the difference between me and you is.I have hope before the eternal Father because I'm made perfect by His work in me.
可是我跟你不一样的地方，就是因为我在耶稣基督里面，他已经让我在永恒里面完美了。
Though you criticize me for my imperfection, and I don't like it either, I know that before God.He sees me as perfect.
虽然你跟我两个人都是不完美的，可是我知道我在神面前，他已经认为我是完美的。
I don't say that as arrogance, but I say that because I have hope in the gift that He has given me, the death of Jesus.
我这么讲并不是因为我自大，而是我有一个盼望，因为耶稣基督的应许。
And when you do. Fail, when you do sin, when you do did something to displease God, you should come back to this thought as well.
当我们自己软弱的时候，当我们自己跌倒的时候，我们也应该要回到这节经文。
I come back to the idea of forgetting what lies behind, but going toward that which lies ahead.
所以我就想到说，我们要忘记背后，努力往前。
Paul had it right as he wrote to the Philippians.
保罗他在写信给腓立比书的时候，他是对的。
If you've ever seen somebody compete in the Olympics, you know that a runner doesn't look behind him to see where his competition is.
你知道在Olympic 里面他们在赛跑的时候，比赛者他们是不往后看的。
He keeps his eyes focused on the goal, on the end.
他们的注意力是前面的终点。
My focus needs not to be on my imperfection, but rather on what God has offered me in Christ Jesus.
今天我们要所注重的不是我们自己的不完全，而是我们要着重在神已经给我们的永恒的完全。
Not as an excuse for sin, but as a goal for pleasing my Lord in all of my behavior.
这不是让我们对我们自己的罪有一个借口。可是只是把我们的注意力放在这个永恒的应许上。
How often do you do communion?
Once a month.
So you do communion here once a month.
我们的圣餐是一个月一次。
Here's a challenge I would give to you next time you do communion.
这我会给你们一个挑战，就下次你们领圣餐的时候。
When we do communion here in America, it's very sanitized.
我们在在美国，我们领圣餐的时候，我们是做的好像很洁净的。
You might put the elements on the table, and they're clean, and it's nice, and it's quiet in here.
那我们在这边，通常我们把圣餐饼跟杯放在桌上，所有东西都干干净净的，非常安静。
Next time you do communion, focus on what the bread and the cup represent.
下次你领圣餐，把你的注意力放在那个饼跟杯里面的酒。
Think about the day when Christ was crucified.
你们思考那一天神被钉在十字架那一天。
Get in your mind the smell and the sight and the sound of that event.
让你的思路想到那一天的味道，那一天的声音。
It was dusty, it was dirty, it was loud, it was smelly.
你可以想象那个味道很臭，很吵，很脏。
And it was horrid. It was horrible.
是一个非常厌恶的一天。
See, when I think about what the true death of Christ is all about, and that it was for me,Suddenly, my desire to do right things rather than wrong things isn't motivated by guilt, but it's rather motivated by what he has done for me first.
所以当我在想耶稣基督他的事，他就成为我要取神的喜悦的时候，不是因为我的罪恶感。而是我有这个欲望，想要讨好他的喜悦。
I'm still not perfect. I do wrong things all the time.
我是不完全的，我常常做错事情。
But it's easier to worship my Lord with my body, my thoughts, my actions when I think about what He has done for me.
可是如果我常常思考耶稣他为我们做了什么。当我们在敬拜，当我们在赞美的时候，他可以帮助我。
So I'm going to ask the question one more time, but I'm going to ask it differently.
那我就要再问我那个问题，再问一次。可是我这次要用另外一个方式问。
Will those of you who are perfect in Christ please stand?
如果你认为你在基督耶稣里面是完全的，请你站起来。
Ah, you finally got it.
Amen.
So let me pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, I thank you that when my behavior does not reflect my dying to you, dear Lord, there is forgiveness.
主啊，我们知道，当我们的行为，当我们行为没有真正的代表我们的信仰的时候，请你来原谅我们。
When I do that, remind me that I've not been dying to myself or caring about the focus of the death of you, precious Lord and Savior.
请你纪念，当我们这么做的时候，我没有想到你为我们在为我们的死。
Help me today, this week, to keep in mind the agony, suffering, stench of the cross.
请你帮助我们在这今天这个礼拜，让我能够思考你在十字架上面所受的苦。
For my beliefs and the reminder of your death most certainly will drive my behavior.
让你的死，让我的信，能够驱动我这一个礼拜的行为。
Amen.
Amen.